You're listening to Path to Adland with Ali Osmer. Learn about careers in advertising and get advice from industry professionals.
I'm talking to Paul Bartow from Chiat Day, and he is a copywriter. Paul, creative jobs in advertising are known to be really competitive, especially at top agencies like Chiat Day. So how did you land yourself a job at Chiat Day?
Well, it wasn't easy. I had about a year before, after I graduated, until I actually got a job, and I did an internship at another agency, and that was unpaid, of course. And then about 6 months into that, I took my book to New York and dropped it off at various mailrooms. And 6 months after that, I got a call to come to New York to work here. So it was a little bit of a long process.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot of people now talk about portfolio schools as the big thing, that you absolutely have to go to portfolio school to work on the creative side of advertising. What's your take on that?
I think they're probably right. I think the reason for that is just that sitting inside your apartment on a Friday night, you're not going to make yourself do ads, so you probably have to have some kind of, you know, impetus to get you to do it. And then some schools are better than others, obviously, but they're going to make you really do the work, and they're going to beat you down if you have a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be humiliated in front of 30 other people, and that's going to make you work harder. And, you know, the teachers, if they're any good, you know, can kind of, you know, steer you in the right direction with your book. So I think for that reason, it's most important to go to a school like that.
Do the schools also kind of help network you with agencies, or is that still something people have to do on their own?
You know, I think that the only way you really get networks through a school is by the teachers.
Uh-huh.
If a teacher likes you, in the school I went to Miami Ad School, San Francisco, a lot of the teachers there worked at a pretty top agency called Goodby Silverstein. So
mm-hmm.
if a teacher really liked you, he might forward your book to the HR department at Goodby, which didn't happen in my case necessarily. But a couple of students got jobs that way. But myself, I just ended up just forwarding my book to a place I didn't even know, and I knew no one there, but I still ended up getting a call. So,
schools
don't do a very good job of networking you. Your book's either good or it's not. You either have connections or you don't.
Okay. So once you got started, tell me a little bit about what you went through. What's your job like? What do you like about it? And what kind of sacrifices maybe have you had to make first starting out?
Well, I think the biggest sacrifice starting out was I was part of this program called the Young Bloods Program, which is something that DBWA started around the world to basically take young creatives as little as possible, get the maximum amount of work from them, but also give them a good training in return. So living in New York, that wasn't very easy because I wasn't making a lot of money, and I was working, you know, 90, 100-hour weeks, spending my entire life at the agency.
Wow.
So, but there's a lot of fun things about working as a creative. You get to sit around and think up ideas, and you always work with a partner, and that's always fun to sort of shoot back ideas back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun when you come up with something good, and every once in a while that happens.
So what's maybe a favorite project or a rewarding experience that you've had as a copywriter there?
Let's see. Well, I think a lot of the fun projects are working on pitches. They're often the hardest, and on top of that, you have a TV spot in the pitch that they want to produce after you win it. That's always a good thing. That's what happened with the Sprint pitch a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
A partner and me had a pretty good script that hopefully helped, you know, the body of work and winning the pitch, and then we ended up shooting that a little bit later. So that was probably the most rewarding project I can think of in the last year or so, or year and a half.
Okay. Is there anything that you would have done differently or something that you've learned along the way that you'd like to pass on to those of us who are just about to start out?
Yeah, well, from my standpoint, and I've heard this from other people who have done similar things, they just want to break into advertising at any cost. And sometimes they'll just take an account job, which is great if you are more inclined to be an account person. But if you think you're going to switch over and just sort of work on ads on the side and eventually make your way into the creative department or the whole work your way up from the mailroom mentality, it really doesn't work. I was an account executive at McCann Erickson for a few years and kept thinking that would transfer over. But it wasn't until I was laid off at the end of the dot-com era that I ended up having to go back to school. And that's when I really, you know, got my opportunity to work in the creative department. So I would say that would be one thing. You just have to go to ad school and you have to pay your dues and there's no secret way in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's it like? You're in New York City working in advertising. Obviously, that's a little bit different than if you were working in some small agency in a small town. So what is it like being in New York City and working in advertising?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. New York's a pretty, you know, big, crazy city, obviously. But surprisingly, when you work in advertising, you don't really see much of it. Sometimes I just forget and think I'm back in Monterey, California, where I'm from, because I'm rarely, you know, outside to enjoy it, at least not the first year I worked here.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I mean, New York is intimidating. For the first 6 months, I was just a little scared, the tall buildings, and, you know, just felt a little out of place, almost like you would at summer camp if you went there for the first time when you were eight or something. But eventually, everything becomes commonplace, and you know, there's a lot of cool things about New York as far as different clubs you can go to if you're into that. And, of course, like, culturally, there's some cool things out there. I took in a comedy show at the Upright Citizens Brigade, and lo and behold, Amy Poehler and Horatio Sands were making a surprise guest appearance. So,
wow.
You know, little things like that will happen in New York. You know, you'll be – I was editing a couple weeks back, and – Keanu Reeves walked by me. You know, I mean, not that I'm particularly starstruck, but it's just kind of amusing that you're living in this, you know, sort of metropolitan area that's supposedly at the center of the world. Yet, you know, it's you could also totally check out New York and just watch your TV after work. It just depends what you're into.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I can't say Keanu Reeves has ever walked by me here in East Lansing. So, anyway, let's wrap things up. Do you have any other advice, maybe recommended reading, books you've read lately, or just anything else that you want to leave students with today?
Gosh, you know, I think for people that are interested in getting into copywriting, the best thing I can leave with you is just know you're going to have to pay your dues, and there's a lot of talented people out there that are going to school for 2 years. And so just go the full 2 years and just devote your entire life to it. And if you'll know after a year in, if you're really set at, you know, good enough to do this job, or, you know, just acclimated enough to do it. So, you know, just give it a shot and just work as hard as you can, and you'll probably be successful.
All right. Thank you.